think that was done already. Parshas Vayakel Pekudei. So I'd like to share with you a thought on this week's parasha. I'm going to find it. Yesh po pasuk mod ma'anyen, toda rabba lecha, tizkeh le'mitzvot, tizkeh la'asot. I'm in the wrong place. Here we are. That's a good throw. I went all the way over there. You missed that, huh? Sometimes it comes at you from where you don't know it's coming. I got it. Okay, Rabbi Isai, kacha. Parshas Vayakel. Parshas Bekudei. Yesh po pasuk mod manyen. Pasuk says as follows. It's talking about Klal Yisrael giving matonos. And the pasuk says, Perek Lamed Hei Pasuk Choftes. Ma katuv. Katuv. Kol ish v'isha asher nodav libam oisam lehavi lechol hamelocha. Every man and every woman that has nodav libam, which means they have generously gifted from their heart, lehavi lechol hamelocha asher tziv Hashem la'asois biad Moshe heviu b'nei Yisrael nodav Hashem, brought the Jewish people in the Nedav Hashem. Have you been a Israel in the Nedav Hashem? Hashulam HaForashim, if you read this pasuk, the words B'nai Yisrael, the end of the pasuk, are like totally unnecessary. Call ish ve'isha she'er nodav libam, call ish ve'isha. At the end it should say, have you in the Nedav Hashem? Lama katuv, have you B'nai Yisrael in the Nedav Hashem? Katuv. As I narrated po shnei pshatim, chad, from the Sefer Beis Yitzchak, and the other one's from the Sefer Kilas Yitzchak. Both Beis Yitzchak and Kilas Yitzchak were put out by the same person. I believe his name is Yanever, Rabbi Yitzchak Yanever. And he was a Yid that traveled around Europe and used to collect Gishmaka Shtiklach Torah. So he put out two sfarim. There's the Beis Yitzchak, Kilas Yitzchak. In the Beis Yitzchak, he just quotes Shamati mi Sefer Echad. And over there, he says the following pshat. Baruch atu adina yaleinu melech adilam shakom yedra. Who that there's two different, talking about two different types of people. Because when Moshe Rabbeinu said, okay, let's build a Beis HaMikdash, for sure, everyone was so excited and everyone wanted to participate, wanted to give, but you know, there's different people. Some people that have the means to give, and some people that don't have the means to give. And they went back and they were looking for something to give to the Beis HaMikdash. They want to give a present, they don't have anything. And they were frustrated, but they had a desire to give to the Beis HaMikdash. Says Sefer Beis Yitzchak, he says, there's some people, kol ish ve'isha asher nodav libam. What did they give? All they gave was their heart. They said, I want to give. But they didn't actually put anything on the table. There's some people. The end of the pasuk is, la'avi kol malach asher tziv Hashem la'asos biyad Moshe heviu b'nei Yisrael nodav Hashem. Then there's people that actually, you know, gave Moshe Rabbeinu something tangible. But the people that was nodav libam is not something to be mezalzel in. It's not something for us to degrade the chashivos and the importance of the desire and the rotzon to give. They just don't have. I'll tell you, Mardi Gavot, I saw the Sefer Mesila Nalet. Is as follows. Let's see if I can find them inside. I might have quoted it before from over here. But he says that what's the halacha of a person is in a place. He's in a place of a makom metunaf, and it's time to say Shema. The problem is the place that he's standing is it's also there for a person to daven. The places that are so dirty and so smelly that you're not allowed to daven. So what does a person do when he's in a makom metunaf and it's a gizma kriya Shema? So it's brought down, Shulchan Aruch, it should be Mahar Beliboy. Mahar Beliboy, so most people think, what does it mean, Mahar Beliboy? The Mahar Beliboy means he should think Shema instead of saying Shema. He brings from the next Kedem, it can't be. Because in a Makom Metunaf, it's also for a person even to think in Davar Shebekdusha. Not only say Davar Shebekdusha. So what does it mean, Mahar Beliboy? So he says, from one of the nights that came, I don't remember if it was the Shach, or the Taz, I'm trying to find it. If you want afterwards, I'll look it up. He says, Mahar Beliboy means he should think in his heart how he wants to say Shema. That's it. I wish I could say Shema right now. But I can't. Because it's not possible. Mahar Beliboy V'dayoy is a person just if he finds himself in a situation where he's not capable, just the desire to do it itself already is considered enough. And that's the pshat over here in the pasuk also. Okay, it doesn't look like I'm finding it right now. Try one more second. It might be right here. Because I really want to see. I haven't seen it inside in a while. No. What? What'd you say? You could say that, yeah, but the point is not that you say. The point is it should feel in your heart. Like it says over here, Kol Nadiv Liba, you could say it also. Oh! I found it. Mogen Avraham Hashem Ashlo Hakadosh V'zeh Loshon Ashlo Kosev Rabbeinu Yoyin Beperek Oyakayre Mishem Mischay Bebroch V'Niyoch Elo Oymer V'Nish Ein Yodav Nekiyos Oymer Mokom Shen Menoki Yesh Lo Laharer Ava Pish Ein Yoyitzi Lechavosa El Ba'amir Yesh Laharer Beliboy Beis Yosef Simen Pei Hei Tamalov V'im Ein Yoch Elo Vate B'Svasayim Gam Hiros. So then what's going on over here? L'Kavonos Rabbeinu Yoyin Hikach Yeharer Beliboy Chiyuv Abrocho Atvila Shemuchiv Asoysay V'yitztar Shal Sheini Yochel Asoys Machma Sheino Noki V'az HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekabel Hirer Zeh Kilo Haya B'Mokoyim Noki U'Mavarech Chin Shev Atzos Mitzvah Nenas V'aso Malo V'kos Kilo Asa. You got it? So that's what we're saying. This we also in this pasuk. The pasuk says, "Kol ish v'ish asher nodav libam la'asois la'lahavi l'chol ha'malacha." They wanted to give, but they didn't give. So they're also included with those that placed biyad Moshe and Adav Elasha. That's one pshat. He brings here from Rav Ben Zion, Mashkoid or Mishkoid. He brings the following amazing story, Rabbi Sai. Amazing story about the Marsha, Rabbeinu the Marsha. The Marsha lived in a town called Ostro. Ostroy. Not Ostrovtsa and not Ostrov. Ostroy. It's another town. The Marsha lived in a town called Ostroy. And the town called Ostroy, the Marsha had a base medrash. The base medrash that was built in Marsha, in Ostroy, was built by the Marsha's mother-in-law. She spent the money to build the base medrash. Hence, his whole life, he went by his mother-in-law's name. It was back in the day, they didn't call people, they didn't have people have last names like Schneider or Kramer or Rosenberg or anything like that. They had a name like Jacobs. What does Jacobs mean? That means he was son of Jacob. That's what it means. or Davidson, his son of David, and all these names, a lot of these Yiddish names, even Russian names, Valashvili, I don't know if you heard the name Valashvili or Kalashvili, it's all these names from Ukraine, they're all Shvili. Shvili means son of. So you have Rachmashvili, and you have Yalashvili, and Vulashvili. It's all just son of someone else. So they used to go by the name. So he went by his mother-in-law's name. He was called Reb Shloima Rabbeinu, the Maharsha Rabbeinu Shloima Edels. Marenu Harav Shloima Edels. His mother-in-law's name was Edel. So they called him Reb Shloima Edels because that was his mother-in-law. She's the one who built the yeshiva. I told my mother-in-law I'm willing to change my last name for her, but she wasn't willing to make the deal. She didn't even find it funny. Anyway, Akitza, the yeshiva was extremely matzliach. In Ostroy, it's on the top of Ukraine. Up there, this little city, there was a busting yeshiva, busting at the seams. So they decided the time has come to expand the yeshiva. And they wanted to make a new building. So they had a building campaign. And they sold Hanochas Even Apina, which means the right to put down the first foundation. It's like a big thing. You see sometimes pictures of people doing Even Apina. They sold the right to Even Apina at an auction. So there was one yid there. And he went over to the person that's selling this. He says, listen, I want to buy this, but I don't want anyone to know. So whenever anyone bids, you just put up an extra bid for me, okay? And if it ever goes too high, I'll let you know. So they put up the auction. And they're bidding 10 rubles, 50 rubles, 100 rubles, 200 rubles, 300 rubles, 400 rubles, 500 rubles. That is like a tremendous amount of money. Sold to who? Nobody knows. Sold. Everyone's tumbling. Who's the one who... 500 rubles to buy Even Apina? The story's right here if you want to see it. So during all the tumult, the gabbai, like, you know, slips over to the person and says, okay, you're going to put down Even Apina? He says, no. Tell the marsha he should put down. I want to be anonymous. So the gabbai gets up. Mechubed, Mareinu, Rav. The Mayor de Asra with the Mahanochas Even Apina. And there was, and everyone was like trying to figure out who it. No one knows. After everything's over, the Marsha says to the Gabbai, you know, I also want to know who's the person who did it. I'm interested in knowing. So he says, you, I think you'll let me tell. So he brings this person to the Marsha. And he tells this the person who spent. He said, wow, you spent so much money. He said, I want to be honest with you. I'm not a gvir. But I don't have any children. So I have no expenses. So what else am I going to do with my money? So I put my money into Hanochas Even Apina. Marsha said, I'm going to give you a bracha. Because bracha is going to bench you with a son. And not only are you going to have a son, but your son is going to learn in this building, in this yeshiva. And so the story goes that his wife became pregnant after many years of waiting for children, and she had a son, and around 15 years later, the boy wanted to get into yeshiva, like 15, you little schlucking around, shuz yeshiva, you can't get in. And his father went and said, Rebbe, you remember, you promised me my son could get into the yeshiva? He wants to come now. He wants to come, he's allowed it. This is the story about the Marshal. So he says that the story also, there's a... there's a makar for the story. There's the Gemara in Moed Katan says, by the Chanukah space of Mikdash, Nis'abra ishtoi shel kol echad ve'echad v'yolda ben zachar. Every single woman by the Chanukah Beis Hamikdash, Gemara Mot Katan Daf Tes, became pregnant and had a child. What's the reason for that? Because he says it's Mida Keneged Mida. You understand? Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, "V'asuli Mikdash, build for me a home." and I want to dwell there in my home. I want to live there with my people. Banim atem l'Hashem, because Baruch Hu says, give me a place where I could dwell amongst my children. So someone that helps facilitate the building of the Beis HaMikdash is zoicha that they themselves should have nachas from their children. So therefore, the Beis Medrash, which is a Mikdash Ma'at, someone that is the one who gave so much to the Beis Medrash, is zoicha to have sons. He says, this is perhaps shot in the Pasuk. What does the Pasuk say? Kol ish v'isha asher nodav libam oisam lehavi lechol hamelocha asher tiv Hashem la'asos piad Moshe. Every man and woman that they give from their, what they have, they give from their heart to the melocha asher tiv Hashem la'asos to build the Beis HaMikdash. Heviu b'nei Yisrael nedav el Hashem. What does it mean, heviu b'nei Yisrael? They're going to bring their children. First, it's made Ish and Isha. B'nei Yisrael, their children are going to be Nadav al Hashem. They're going to bring their children as the ones that will be able to also participate, because in the schus of their assisting in the building, they will be able to have children. It's a very good appeal for people that have money. Too bad I'm talking to Bachar right now. But you should always remember, when you're older, okay? If you give to the Beis HaMikdash or to Mikdash Ma'at, you'll be zoicha to have nachas from your children. So, I want to share with you another thought, which we spoke about a little bit in Amunavad. Any of you that were there, so give you the chazara. Hadavar ani choshev mod chashuv v'kedai lachzor alav. We're speaking about the inyan we find in the Beis HaMikdash, an emphasis on this concept called Nadiv Lev. It says in the Pasuk that we just mentioned, the Pasuk says, Kol ish v'isha asher nodav libam oisam lahavi l'chol ha'melocha. Yeah, there's a dogish here. There's an emphasis on Nadivas HaLev. And who the ones that built the Beis HaMikdash? Kol chacham lev yavoyu v'yasu. Who the ones that donated to the Beis HaMikdash, called Nadiv Leif. Everything, there seems to be a very important hadgosha and dogish and focus on a person's heart. And I'd like to explain it as follows. There's something that bothered me for many years in the schus of my Amunavad. I think I finally got an answer to the question, which is, we always refer to Kodesh Baruch Hu in male context. Male as in Godoil. Don't speak about Kodesh Baruch Hu as the Gedola. Don't speak to Kodesh Baruch Hu as female. We speak Kodesh Baruch Hu as male, which is normal, because when male is like generic, like that's like mankind. We don't call it womankind. It's mankind, right? Man. So you speak about Kodesh Baruch Hu, you don't have to speak about, you know, you speak man. It's perhaps more than that, because male is usually considered a mashpia, and a female is, and the kev is considered mekabel hashpa, but. I was bothered by, why is it called Shechina? And I think I heard someone speak about it, Chaval, that I don't remember. But I think maybe, it's an interesting thing. I think maybe even I just heard the Kasha. Why is it called Shechina? Shechina is feminine. It's not Shochein. Shechina is feminine. Why is the Shechina called feminine? Why is it called, why do we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in like a feminine terms? It's something which I was thinking about a lot. I was thinking maybe perhaps the pshat is based on this following site. I have a very big question. What does it mean, Shechina? Vasili mikdash v'shachanti b'soicham. Kodesh Baruch Hu will dwell there. Kodesh Baruch Hu is only in the Beis HaMikdash. Is that really true? Ayei mekoyim kevoida. Kodesh Baruch Hu is malei kol ha'aretz kevoida. Kodesh Baruch Hu is everywhere. Hashem is here. Hashem is there. Hashem is everywhere. Right? So why are we saying that there's a that osin mikdash v'shachanti b'soichem is a mokoyim of the Ashuras Hashchina? As vayitz tochois, Rabbi say, a Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence is not identical with the Shechina. Shechina means when you feel a Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence. Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence in this room, if we felt it, so we wouldn't be like sitting back, relaxed and chilled, like the way we'd be sitting straight and erect, or we'd stand up. Or our neshamas would like run out of our goof. Whatever it would be, but it would be something a little bit more intense than what we're experiencing now. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. we're not feeling his presence. You go to the Beis HaMikdash, this massive, unbelievable structure, and you have the most holy people on in the universe, and they're dressed in these special big day kodesh, and there's miracles, there's nisim happening all over the place. You feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in the Beis HaMikdash. You walk in there and you feel it. That's the Shechina. And the reason it's Lashon Nekeva is because I believe that women have stronger emotions than men do. The normal makeup of a man is usually he's less emotional than a woman is. Women, when it comes to emotions, women are more powerful than men. When it comes to intellect, men are more powerful than women. What? What'd you say? Noshin Daitan Kalas. Right? Women are not supposed to learn Gemara. Where do we learn all the halachos of tefillah from? Anyone know?
Chana.
Why do we learn it from a woman? I believe it's maybe the Ben Yoyada, or maybe it's the Maral, I'm not sure. Because women really have, in a certain way, a more natural ability to daven than men. It's the tefillahs from the mama. It's the tefillahs from the mama, from the baba. You know, those tefillahs where they're crying and crying. That's what women know how to do. Women have it. So when it comes to feelings, it has to do with something that's nikeva, not necessarily zohar. So, the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash, the tachlis of the Beis HaMikdash, is for us to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. It's for us to be able to have Vasilim Mikdash Vishochanti Besoichom. You should have a place where we feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there with us. That's the case. So who is appropriate to build the Beis HaMikdash? To build a Mishkan? Nediv Lev. You put your heart into it. Chachme Lev. Someone puts a heart into what he does. Someone puts a heart into what he gives. It means that it's being given with feeling. It's being given with passion. Then you're bringing all of the emotion into this binyan. This is a binyan that's mali regesh. And then the building is being built with the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Mishkan is meant to be. A place where we can feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. Hashem is really everywhere. But it's just hard sometimes for us to feel. And what we spoke about is that this, not a coincidence, this is coinciding, the building of the Mishkan and all that, with Pesach. Pesach was really, in a certain way, it was a prerequisite, or it was a preparation for the eventual connection Klal Yisrael is going to have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is on Pesach. The number on Pesach, the magic number on Pesach that keeps repeating itself, is the number 4. Number 4 shows up over and over and over again. 4 cups of wine, 4 lashonos of geula, 4 questions, 4 sons, 4. Yes. What are the 4s? Baruch Hamakom, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shanas and Torah Amisol, Baruch Hu. This is the 4. What did you say? For the shyness of Geula. 4 days between Yud Nisan and Yudalad Nisan, the Medrash says. Medrash says there's 4 days. Yud Nisan is when they tied the eagle to the doorpost, and when they actually left. 4. The Akdama is 4. Everything's 4. It's all happening. 4, 4, 4. What's it about the number 4? So we were saying that perhaps the pshat is the number 4 represents the 4 imaos, the 4 mothers. The 4 mothers that they implanted in Klal Yisrael feelings, the regish, the lave, the heart of Klal Yisrael comes from the 4 imaos. We said there's a remez to this, because if you speak to a cardiologist, and I think you all know this, there are 4 chambers in a person's heart. The 4 chambers in a person's heart are Meramez, Misamo to the 4, this idea of the 4 Yemois. That's where all of the feeling is being pumped out of a person's life. That's what Pesach is. And we're trying to feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why it says, Alfilu kulanu chachamim, kulanu nevaynim, kulanu yoydim es ha-toyra, mitzvah leinu l'saper. You know it already, so what do I got to talk about it for? I know. You know what happened? I know. Well, let me tell you, I know. So what are you telling me again for? Because I know. So what are you telling me? The answer is, it's not about knowing on Pesach. It's about feeling. Chayiv adam liris es atzmi kilu yotzim mitzvah means you have to feel that way. It's not a question of an attitude. It's like, did you know that? I know that. You weren't there, not you to the mitzvah. It's a question of how you feel on Pesach. You gotta feel like you left Mitzrayim that night. That's what a person has to do. So it's all about creating a certain feeling towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After Pesach, we go on to Shavuos. And the Gemara, Shabbos, the Gemara seems to say that the magic number on Shavuos is the number 3. I don't know if you know this. Gemara says that the Torah is Tlisa, Nitna, Bechodesh Tlisa, Le'am Tlisa. The Torah is broken up into 3 parts, Tarnavim and Ksuvim. It's given in the 3rd month, Nisan Yer Sivan. It's given to Klal Yisrael, that is Kohen Levi Yisrael. It's 3 all broken up into 3s. It's all about 3, says the Gemara. Why is it 3? Because I think the Torah is not about necessarily just putting your heart into things. Torah is about a person's engrossing his mind. It's about his das. Pesach was an experience. It was the kumzitz of Klal Yisrael. It was the regish of Klal Yisrael. Shavuos was the limud of Klal Yisrael. It's time to learn. It's not enough to just say, okay, I feel so close to you, it's so nice. That person has to also get his mind in the Torah. And the mind, the chachma of Klal Yisrael, is really more kosher to the avos than it is the imos. The imos gave the lev, the avos gave the mind. And I was speaking to a neurologist, and I asked the neurologist, how many different compartments are there in the brain? How many different lobes are there in the brain? He said, well, there's the 2 main lobes, the left and the right, and underneath there's a 3rd lobe, which is technically considered its own lobe and part of another doctor, and they 3 lobes to the brain. Which means the brain is composed of 3, the heart is composed of 4. Because Shavuos is about our head, it's about the avos, it's about a person who is just connecting intellectually with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pesach is about connecting emotionally HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sefiras HaOmer is about bridging that gap. It's creating that balance. It's brought down that the month of Iyar is Keneged Oisvav. Interesting thing. It's brought down the Svarim that different months have different letters that are Mesamel. The month of Iyar is Mesamel Oisvav because it's connecting Nisan to Sivan. Nisan and Sivan. Nisan is the feeling. Sivan is the das. And the month of Iyar is as we're trying to get closer, and we're trying to like keep on, there's another step in the Sefiras HaOmer, and another step in Sefiras HaOmer, and that's bridging the gap. Different people, everyone has something that like talks to them. Some people, they love to sing, they love to daven, they love to feel like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Learning is like, it's not like my thing. There's other people, you know, they like, they enjoy learning and knowing and all that stuff, and they're just not, you know, they're not that type of, you know, emotional guy or anything like that. We have to create that balance, bring the two of them together, and when we do, we'll be zoicha to a shleimus. The epitome of shleimus is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings back that his name is Shalem, his kisei is Shalem, and we'll be zoicha to Mashiach Tzidkenu, Mehera, V'yameinu, Amen.